This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
87-1 The Fan in Columbus coming up at 5:40. We'll talk Ohio State failure, the future of Matt Patricia down yonder. We'll also get his take on Mendoza versus Moore from the NFL perspective. But we got the Fiesta Bowl tonight, Ole Miss v. Miami. Carson Beck, will he put himself back in the conversation for a first-round pick? Hopefully so for my quarterback, Deadpool. But to talk about tomorrow's Peach Bowl, we bring on a peach of a human being of college football news, Pete Futek, joining us right now. What's up, buddy?
Oh, just after an intro like that, I don't know how I can follow. So how do you win your Deadpool again? Like, they just have to, like, go in the first round
no,
next
Pete,
year?
Pete, this is the problem with the Deadpool the entire time, is that we never laid out the rules of the Deadpool
yet.
What the points-based reward system actually is. I've had a problem with it with the commissioner for a while, but we all got lazy.
Basically, if you have to ask, then your guy's dead. You know when you see it. You know it's going to be Dante Moore. You know it's going to be Fernando. And you know it's going to be, I don't know. If
Ty Simpson,
really,
maybe?
I guess Ty Simpson.
Do you not like Ty Simpson, by the way? A lot of Browns fans are thinking we're like now in the mix for a quarterback again.
Why? I mean, like, he was fine, but, like, I don't know. If you're not throwing for 5,000 yards in the Kalen DeBoer offense, there's something missing there. I never really saw it. I guess he's got the moxie and he's got the arm strength and stuff, but you know, Michael Penix Jr., you know, went off in that offense. Jake Haener went crazy at Fresno State. And this guy at Alabama was okay, but I don't know. I guess he's just a guy. I don't really kind of see it as much as you can kind of see with, you know, certainly Mendoza or Moore.
I actually think both Moore and Simpson should go back because I'm a big believer in the you need 25 or more starts to give yourself a chance, not just to be drafted early, but that's kind of going to happen one way or another, but to make sure you get that second contract or your best chance at it.
Well, now look, we're in kind of a funky spot with this. I kind of am a pure believer now, unlike last year where you had some real guys changing back and forth. This transfer portal sucks. Like, either if you're that good, you're going to the NFL, and or if you're that good at a big program, they're going to pay to keep you. And if you're, I get like the Drew Mestemaker is going from a North Texas to an Oklahoma State. That's another sort of thing. But there isn't really the wow factor. There are a couple guys here and there that I really like, but not like last year. Like, ooh, wow, that guy's going to be a game changer. So, and then the other part of this too is, you know, the like places like Notre Dame are freaking out. Oh no, they don't have any transfers yet. Well, that's kind of because the guys they have in place are better. I mean, remember last year the party line was, well, you know, like they could have had, you know, Nico. They could have had, you know, name your transfer portal quarterback last year, and it's going to be on C.J. Carr. And right now they wouldn't trade C.J. Carr for anybody. So some of these big time places, like in Ohio State too, they're talented enough. We don't need a lot of, you know, maybe one or two guys here or there, but there isn't a Caleb Downs in there. There isn't a real superstar game changer this year.
Pete, you didn't take the bait. Yesterday I said Dante Moore should go back to school, and Ross Tucker called me an idiot. and he might be right. You never know. We'll see how it ages.
You guys can – everyone can be right in this. I mean, like, yeah, we could all be idiots here, but if he's going to be the number one pick in the draft, which I think he's going to – when the workouts come, everyone's going to love Fernando, and then the workouts are going to happen, and they're going to go, oh, wait, this guy. And it'll be Dante Moore, I think. But if it's not one or two, if you're going to be the first or second pick in the draft, you go to the – I go with the Bill Parcells line. If you want to play – if you want to be in the NFL, go to the NFL. Go play in the league. You want to be in the league, go play in the league. Quit with this college stuff. So I think, you know, yes, you even let the NFL pay you to develop for the Raiders or the Jets or wherever he's going to go.
All right, Pete, what do you make of the Ohio State, I don't even want to call it a collapse, but we might as well call it that.
I mean, the D did its job, but look.
Easy.
Kid kicks field goal. We did this a couple years ago where kid kicks field goal straight, they beat Georgia, and they go on to win the national championship. Kid kicks two field goals straight, they're Big Ten champions, they win this, and they're probably moving on still. And look, the defense did its job. You know, okay, they didn't come up with the one final stop they had to have against Indiana. No, they didn't come up with the one final stop. I mean, Miami had the ball with 5 minutes to go, and they powered their way to the national. They will be playing for the national championship. They powered their way to the semifinals. So the problem, though, was there's always an issue whenever a head coach says, I'm calling the plays now, whether it's Dan Campbell, whether it's Ryan Day, even if you're a genius at this, it's like you don't want to be your own lawyer. You don't want to be your own offensive coordinator. You don't want to be your own play caller. And the whole idea of all year long, we were just waiting for Ohio State to put its foot on the gas already. Like, you know you can do this, but they kept relying on the defense, rightly so, because it was historically great. And they just kept waiting for them to be like, okay, you got this defense that's going to bail you out of jams. Go. Let's get this thing moving. And they didn't do it until the second half of that game against Miami, and by then it was too late.
Pete, do you think Lane Kiffin is a Hurricanes fan tonight?
He's got to be sick of this. I mean, I think the worst part about this whole Lane Kiffin thing is he's going to be awesome. You know, he's really good, and it might be Saban to Alabama-esque with what he's about to do with LSU because they've got the money. The thing about Lane Kiffin is he's never really been able to just to stress test a real program with everything in place. Because when he was at Tennessee, he was only there for a year. When he was at USC, they got hit with the Reggie Bush. You know, they went 12-0 and then got hit with the Reggie Bush coma penalty where they couldn't recruit anybody again. So in Ole Miss, that's not a traditional powerhouse with all the trimmings and all the stuff. Now we get to see he's bound by nothing. They can go buy anybody they want. They've got all the facilities. They had everything in place. And look, that guy got Ole Miss to the best era in the 100-plus years of Ole Miss football history. He's really good. And fast as it's over. And I'll be shocked. I mean, I'll be stunned if this is not Miami tonight. I've not been a believer in the SEC this year. Everyone loves the SEC when they play against other SEC teams. But I think everyone's over-loving the Indiana win over Alabama. I think everyone's making too much out of Georgia losing to Ole Miss. And I kind of think, but the couple fun parts to this, is the fifth trip to the Fiesta Bowl for Miami. They're 0-4. And like in historic fashion, 0-4, like the Penn State lost where Vinny threw 90 interceptions and the Ohio State lost for the national championship and, you know, getting 29-0'd by Arizona. I mean, they're historically bad for whatever reason that matters. And the other key number here is 24 because Ole Miss has not scored fewer than 24 points this year. Miami is 1-2 when giving up 24 or more and undefeated when they give up fewer. So who wins this, the Miami defense or the Ole Miss offense?
So who do you think wins that?
Miami. I think welcome to – you want to talk about NFL draft? I mean, that Ohio State-Miami game, yeah, so maybe there's a Mendoza here and, you know other parts there. And I know you've got other guys who aren't, you know, Jeremiah Smith, who isn't eligible yet. But you could take – if you said we can just take the top 10 guys off the field and there's your top 10 in the NFL draft, you're probably not terribly far off. I mean, Ohio State obviously had a ton of NFL talent on the field. Those Miami guys are for real. I mean, those pass rushers are just a killer. Their offensive line has found it. And the weird part about Miami is they didn't do this all year. They didn't run very well in the ACC. All of a sudden, though, it's like they kicked it up a notch. Now we're going to try. And look, you mentioned, you know, Carson Becky back in the first round. He's been brilliant over the last six games. He's hitting like 78% of his passes. He's only throwing for like 140 yards a game over the two college football playoff games, but he's moving the thing along. He's getting everything moving, and this formula is working, and I think it's going to happen again. And Trinidad Chambliss, meet Reuben Bain. These Velociraptors on the outside, I think they're going to have a day against this Ole Miss offense.
Well, the good news is you're going to see a lot of Michael Irvin. Cocaine's going to be well represented. Ray Lewis, who allegedly killed a guy once. It's going to be a. I mean, I'm really excited to see Miami alums make it about them instead of the young team on the field today.
And you know what's hilarious about all this? I was just talking to a friend of mine who's a big Notre Dame guy. That the punchline of the Catholics versus convicts thing is like the Miami guys were actually the good guys. Like they, like for the most part. You know, you've got – they graduate everybody. They're generally really, really good guys. And Michael Irvin's a good guy. He's just very boisterous and makes it about himself. So that's kind of Miami.
Did you just say Miami was the good guy? I'm confused.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening.
Do we not remember the prostitution boat there, Pete?
Hey, you know what? Hey, if you're not, you know, that's just college life.
Yeah, that's legal. It's legal in all sorts of states right now.
I forgot that time Charlie Weiss and Brady Quinn did bam-bam on a boat in Lake Minnetonka.
What murder?
Did they sell their bowl memorabilia for tattoos? No.
That was a big-time crime.
Exactly. They weren't really criming like that.
It wasn't a heavy enough crime for them.
No, but for the most part. But, yeah, so it's – Look, Cristobal's a good dude. I mean, it's a good program. And actually, the crazy part, if Miami wins this, just in terms of, you know, first off, Ole Miss wins, then the Ole Miss fan base is going to go crazy and they're going to do everything. Miami wins this, the national championship's in Miami. This is going to be a blast. As is, right now, tickets for this national championship to get in the building is at least $6,000, and to get in the middle, it's like $10,000. I mean, the tickets for this thing, sight unseen, have already gone off the charts. Because Indiana fans are going to buy up everything. Ole Miss fans are going to buy up everything. And Miami fans, the 150 that are this Miami, because bandwagon fans, are going to buy up everything. So at the very least, we should get a pretty hyped up national championship.
Do you like this, that this is how we got here? We're now within the playoff setup. We have... This is a hodgepodge of four teams, and it is not your – I mean, yes, there are some names in here, obviously. Miami's a name. Oregon has been working on being a name, but it's not your typical, hey, there's Alabama, there's Georgia, there's Ohio State.
Yeah, and look, the crazy part about this is if Ole Miss loses tonight, that's three straight years of no SEC team in a national championship. There was a run before this run. There was like 17 of 18. The one outlier was the Ohio State CFP championship over Oregon. But 17 and 18, when you had an SEC team in the national championship, and after this bowl season, man, is the SEC apology, excuses tour on full bore right now. Like, oh, well, we didn't care about these games. They didn't mean it just means more conference. You're telling me you didn't try in these games, and oh, we had opt outs. Everyone had opt outs. Like, the SEC just wasn't that great. That gauntlet that Alabama faced, everyone lost. Tennessee, Vanderbilt, Missouri, lost. All of these great teams on these schedules kept losing bowl games. And if Ole Miss loses tonight, yeah, it would be super fun if, it's Miami and Indiana. It would just be crazy. And look, this is not going to get better. The Ohio State thing, you're not scared about Kyle Whittingham going to Michigan. What you're scared about is Mark Cuban is now going to start spending money more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And more on Indiana. So this Indiana thing's not going away anytime soon.
All right, Pete, let's just be honest with ourselves here. I'm going to throw out a take. We're going to see how you react to it. Is the Peach Bowl basically the de facto national title game?
Miami could win. Miami
you don't sound that convinced of that, though.
Here's my first part. You're assuming – who are you assuming is winning here?
Oh, between Indiana and Oregon?
Yeah.
It's a toss-up. I think that's a great game. But I think it'll be Indiana, but I think it's going to be close.
Obviously, I'm not shocked either way. I think people are over-loving this. They're like, oh, wow, look what they did at Alabama. Alabama wasn't that great. I think we've kind of been missing. Like, we kind of knew, remembering, forgetting how the sausage was being made. that Michigan was the team a couple years ago. You know, last year I told you guys all year Ohio State's going to win the national championship. We might be missing that this time around it's Oregon. Because kind of a creepy way that at the same time, like last year, the Ohio State loss at Oregon was like the day before, like it's October 11th. I think October 12th was when Oregon lost to Indiana. You know, so like the rematch factor should not be a problem. This is a different team now. And you asked before about Ohio State, and to get kind of schmaltzy here, that last year's team was like desperate to win the national championship. They were psychotic to win the national championship. They were just on a mission. This year's team just didn't have that kind of mojo. This Oregon team is playing like it. They are so fast. And I think the thing that gets getting lost, that Texas Tech team was really good. And I think the narrative became, well, Texas Tech wasn't ready for primetime. Yeah, it was. Oregon just might be that good. And I think my call right now is I think Oregon wins the national championship, but I would not be shocked if Miami wins, assuming they win tonight. The one thing that would shock me is Ole Miss wins a national title. I think Miami wins tonight. I think we get a whale of a national championship game.
All right. We were going to go here, but we can't have you on, Pete, and not ask you about the Damon Williams stuff at Washington. Okay. He goes into the portal. They say they've got a contract with him. How do you think this plays out?
Not well. Look, I'm a player's rights guy. The crazy part that gets completely lost, these are supposed to be college students. Yes, you should be able to transfer no matter what. Doesn't mean you should be able to play football. If you want to go to another school because they have a better history department or something, yeah, college students do that all the time. But now if you're signing contracts, you're a professional. You know, you are a professional football player, and contracts mean stuff. And so if you're Washington, you could be like, yeah, you can go transfer, can't play football for them, and you're certainly not getting paid anything from us. You know, so – yeah, you breach a contract, absolutely, because welcome to the real world. Now these guys have agents. Now these guys have people. And so I look, and the flip side, I'm kind of the Steve Spurrier way of, hey, you don't want to play for me. You know, we don't want, you know, go on, good luck. If you're Washington, you can't just keep him around and say, hey, be our quarterback. You really want that guy being your quarterback now if he's that mad? Not really.
Pete, great stuff, buddy. Appreciate you. We'll talk with you next week as we get ready for the national championship. You the man.
There you go.
Pete Futek there. That was very close
very
to a
close
later,
to later dudes.
Dudes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was that an inside Ross Tucker thing? Is he pwning me?
I don't think so.
Am I
so.
Being pwned, Pete? You better not have pwned me. I don't want to be pwned. I mean, when I get pwned.
I haven't heard anyone say pwned in like a very long time.
Neither have I.
It's been a while. It's the dumbest word,
but I do love it.
Yeah, it's fun.
I do love it. The kids might use it. I don't know. Who cares? Pete Futek on the Make It Right, Call Kyle Wright hotline. We'll react to what he had to say. Getting us ready for the Peach Bowl and the Fiesta Bowl and Lane Kiffin's nightmare. All of them in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.